Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
How locked in have you seen Swayman be in these two starts that he's gotten?
He's been terrific. Like, I just love his compete level and his quickness, right? Like, I mean, there's when it went 3-2, right after that, there was a barrage of, like, rebounds. I think, if I'm remembering correctly, Bertuzzi had two of the chances. But there was two more, it seemed like. And he was just square to puck, and he's fighting, and he finds it. Like, it inspires the bench.
That's Jim Montgomery on Jeremy Swayman. And the barrage, I think, is because Wotherspoon gave the puck away, gave the puck to them in front of the net 12 times last night, Chime.
Yeah, the guy was basically playing on one leg, though. He took a slap shot off the inside of the knee to start the game. That was tough.
God. But Bruins win, and I guess if you're Jim Montgomery, you got a decision to make.
If you could bet, which direction you think he goes in?
I'm thinking
he goes Linus.
Yeah, unfortunately, Wiggy, I think you're right.
You do?
Yeah. 100%.
Yep.
I think it should absolutely be Swayman with the amount of rest you're getting here, but I think they'll go Linus at least for game four.
Courtney's right. He's already, like, basically, he's already said, you know what, I'm going down this road. I don't think he can turn back or get off now, especially after the way Linus played in game two. He wasn't, like, Linus was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't agree with it, but I just think that he's letting the pressure get to him of his decision.
This is Art from Walpole. What's up, Art?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
I think that they should keep Swayman incredibly fresh by alternating the goalies. I think his game last night was a function that he didn't have to go two nights ago. I love the idea that I think it's a contemporary way of looking at things. If you have two studs, you got to use them both. Yeah, I mean, we all kind of feel that Swayman should be the guy the next time. But if I were him, keep this guy, keep them rotating, keep Swayman as your absolute unstoppable ace if you have to go to a game seven, and just keep it going, guys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just, the way he's played in these two games, I don't know how he is not your starting goaltender going forward.
He owns this team, too. Like, he is 5-0 against them.
He hasn't lost to them.
Yeah, he owns them. I don't understand how, like, if you want to restart the rotation in the next series, fine. But against the Leafs, like, you have to go with Swayman.
This is Mark from Medford. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, I got a group on Facebook, a Bruins group on Facebook, a couple of hundred people, and, like, half of them are all saying, you got to stay with Swayman, you got to stay with Swayman. I'm like, what part of rotation do you people not understand? This is just not the coach's decision. This is also the goaltender's decision. They want to do this. They've done it all year. They don't want to mess it up.
No, listen to Swayman after the game,
Yeah, I disagree
Mark.
With that
listen
one.
To what he said. He does not want it to happen.
Do you have that, Chime? Mark, listen to this.
Okay.
I think... You know, for me personally, I don't want rest. I just want to keep playing. I think no matter when I get the call, whether, again, it's back-to-back or every other game, I want to make sure my body's ready and I'm ready to perform at my best.
He thinks there's a chance that it's back-to-back.
Yeah.
So nothing is set in stone. Nothing was set in stone.
He don't want to rest. He wants to play.
He doesn't want to rest, Mark.
Well, everybody wants to play. We know that. But that is the plan. And they're both fine with it. I mean, it's been said, it's been out in the public, that they were both fine with it.
That's what they want you to believe. But when you hear them... But when you hear him talk, if he was fine with it, he would go, you know what? Hey, I got no issues with it. Let Linus.
Right. It's the plan.
Yeah.
He would have just said it's the plan.
This is a 20-something year old kid that's full of piss and vinegar. And of course he's going to say that.
Yeah. I'm with Mark. With Mark, too. Why would he say it's the plan when his coach isn't saying it's the plan?
So let's get this straight. You believe, and this is what I don't get, that a professional athlete that is a competitor that we hear from Swayman and loves to compete wants to go, okay, I don't mind sitting.
Yeah, I think that he wants to compete. He loves to compete.
So
but at the
why
same
not
time,
say that?
Because at the same time, he understands how good it's been on his body.
But why
like,
not
both
just
goalies
say that?
Have different views, right? We heard Lena say, I think everyone deserves equal playing time. And Swayman says, I don't want rest. I want to play.
Right. So why not Swayman just say what Lena says?
Also, just to be clear, I'm not Cam Neely or Don Sweeney or Jim Montgomery. I'm a fan. I'm allowed to change my opinion. Like somebody on the text line is like, Greg, before the series started, you want to stick with the goalie rotation. I did. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how great Jeremy Swayman was going to look. I didn't know until I saw game one.
One thing, Greg, and it's a good lesson for life, the people that are mad at others for evolving with a thought are always looking up at them. If that makes sense.
I like evolving my thought.
And I'm pissed. I've been trying to join Mark and Medford's Facebook Bruins group for 2 years, and he won't let me in it.
Even Montgomery
Are you in any Facebook groups, Curtis?
Yes. premature balding bad guys.
I feel like you're probably still in the Dover town Facebook.
Oh, no. The second I went to Rivers, I was persona non grata in Dover. But Dover, it's like a cult. Everybody I grew up with still like get lunch every day.
Uh-huh.
It's
like, the average age.
You're 40. What are you doing?
In a Facebook group.
Yeah.
I'm in a bunch of Facebook groups.
Really?
Yeah, for like podcasts.
I don't even have a Facebook anymore.
Yeah, I mean, really? How old are you? I mean, like, that was for my mother and them. But even Montgomery said it and talked about how...
For your mother? I don't think your mother and her friends were on Facebook.
Yes, they were.
Like, my grandmother's on it, but, like, she just got on. It was for my generation, me and Chime's generation.
Yeah, in the beginning, but, like, within the last 5 years, Facebook is
full. It's such a boomer thing.
Yeah, it's for people in their 60s
and 70s.
It's for
old ladies. Nobody's on it.
No, it's for old guys, too. Mark has pointed out efficiently, it is for any boomer, male or female.
Nobody's on Facebook except for old ladies and Johnny Egan.
No way.
I like following along with Johnny Egan.
No way. You might have started there like everybody else, but
My favorite thing about Facebook is how people think they can get people they've known their whole life to think different politically. Like,
How are you going to handle the government's ban on TikTok? You going to be okay?
If it happens, it happens. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I'm more of an Instagram girl anyway.
Curtis, it's amazing that I saw this yesterday. All those members of Congress who were recently able to invest in Meta, obviously having no idea that TikTok was going to be banned. I mean, pretty amazing. Having the forethought to invest in Meta.
It's amazing how people who make $120,000 annually leave office with $20 million.
Is that not an SEC violation?
Yeah.
Nope.
Not with it. No, nope. They get insider trade all day long. Who's that pompous lady that went to jail? Martha Stewart. She goes to jail, but you know Nancy Pelosi just builds a new mansion.
Nancy Pelosi's worth like $100 billion. Yes. I'm exaggerating, but
Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi could buy the Patriots and the Red Sox.
Instagram's all different now, too. It now is like Meta AI. If you do anything in your search bar, it'll like give you weird things back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've changed the whole format.
All right.
I noticed that.
Anyway, let me get to Gary from Rhode Island, where we will be next Friday for roadshow number 2 at Whalers in South Kingstown. Hello, Gary.
What's going on, everybody?
What's up?
Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
I just want to say Swayman's the guy. I don't know how people are saying save Swayman for game 7 with this rotation. If he loses a game, you go to him. I mean, you change it up, but until he loses, you stick with him. The only way they score is if it hits off our guy and goes in.
Yeah, that was the way it was last night.
I mean, even Montgomery said it, like how great he was.
Yeah.
Like, and how what he was able to do for the morale on the bench. So I don't get your praising a guy that's so good and is like, you know, seeing the puck, and then you go, all right, we're going to take him out.
We're going to sit him on the bench. All right. It is draft day, finally.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Grecian Foye coming up from Detroit at 10 with everything that is going on there as we inch closer to the draft. And, of course, we will watch it with you tonight at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire. And that is pregame for Roadshow number one.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.